Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 16, verses 23 through 30. The Reverend Robert Zagor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have a gospel reading which seems almost custom-made for the days in which we're living. Jesus tells his disciples that they're all going to abandon him and flee to their homes and hide. And it seems in a lot of ways that's exactly what we're doing. It's a time when we're doing our best to make good with what we've got, but let's face it, the world is terrified right now and people are very afraid. You go on social media and you see people launching an attack against one another, some because they're taking this too seriously and others because they're not taking it seriously enough. Throughout the country, we've got people who are marching in defiance of government orders because they believe that they're losing their rights, and there may be some justification for that. However, we also have the commandment from our Lord to obey the governing authorities, and so the fighting goes back and forth. You're doing this, you're doing that, because we're afraid. We've got troubles, and we don't know what to do. That was something that we should have expected, something that we should have prepared for. Jesus said, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." There's a promise there that I'm not sure most of us really want to embrace, that we are going to lead troubled lives in a troubled world and that things are going to be difficult. It goes back to the curse in Eden, where thorns and thistles will be yielded as a result of the sweat of our brows. We're seeing a lot of the things that we've put together falling apart: businesses, plans, weddings, funerals, birthdays, graduations, all of the things that we've been looking forward to for years. I know my own family had my daughter not be able to get married in front of the group. My wife and I flew down and I conducted the ceremony, but it certainly wasn't what we had planned, and she rescheduled the big celebration of her wedding for August, and it looks like that might even be in threat right now, because nothing we plan on this earth is going to turn out the way that we think it will. We're suffering losses, we're suffering pain. Many of us know people who have died and are sick related to this virus. it's a challenging time because so much of what we're doing in isolation. We're doing by ourselves. That's why hearing the words of Jesus here is so important. He says, you're going to leave me all alone, but I am not alone. I'm with the Father. When Jesus ascended to his throne, it was so that he could be with us everywhere. While he was walking around on earth, he could be no closer to you than you are as you stand next to another person. And I guess right now that means 6 feet and covered with a mask. But now, he lives with and in each and every one of us. He sends his Holy Spirit, who even reads our hearts and our thoughts and our minds, and brings our prayers and our petition to the Father. But he says, you don't even need me to do it because the Father loves you out of his own accord. Until now you've asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Sometimes I think we haven't been asking for that which is truly going to give us joy. We've been asking for the restoration of those things that we've already seen are threatened and challenged and so much a part of this world that they can be taken away in just a moment's notice by a government order, by the threat of a virus, by sickness, or whatever we face. In this world, we're going to have trouble. But the gifts of Christ are eternal. And not only are the gifts of Christ eternal, the care of Christ is eternal. The promises that Jesus gives in this reading and throughout Scripture aren't just that someday in heaven you're going to be happy. It's that he left his throne in heaven to take on flesh that he might live in the world with us to make these promises, to give these promises through his death, through his resurrection, through his power, through his word, that we might have real peace, peace that can't be taken away no matter what the threat, peace that's always ours no matter what we face. Because we will face this. And after we face this, we're going to face something else. But take heart. Jesus has overcome the world, and he's done it with you in mind. He knows your needs. He knows your heart. He knows all the things that threaten and challenge you. But the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit love you. They take care of their own. And even in these days, look for the gifts that they'll give. After all, if the giving began as Christ gave his life for you, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Take heart for the word, to the word that Christ has given. I am not alone. The Father is with me. I've said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Carl Mueller, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.